Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you for coming today, for showing your support and your encouragement and just your love. And as we talked about it with the family there, about the rest that we have, that we gather together, we are yoked together. And that yoke means everyone comes together and binds himself and helps them through these times, through the times of mourning, through the times of questions and things like that. But it's good to see so many here, and we thank you for that. There'll be a light lunch afterwards. There'll also be a military funeral or service ceremony afterwards. As soon as they take the casket out and get set up, then we can all go out there, and they'll have a military ceremony for us there too. Heavenly Father, we come to you today. In our weakness, Lord, in our troubles, in our sorrows, who are we to come to? But God, you created all things. You created each one of us. You created Michael. Thank you, Lord, for creation. Thank you for the creation and giving of your Son, Jesus Christ, who went to the cross, who was obedient unto you, that died for all our sins. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that passes all understanding that you give us today. I pray, Lord, through the songs and through the scripture verses and through the message, Lord, that your word will go through and will not return void. God, be with each heart. There's some who are very empty right now. And Lord, just fill that void with your love and your compassion. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning. My name is Aubrey, and I'm the worship director at a church in Sioux Falls called Embrace. And I don't know anybody here, so you're probably wondering who I am. And so I thought I'd share a little bit about how I met Mike before I play this song. I'm a local musician as well as working at a church, and I played downtown one night in 2013 in October, and it was one of those nights. I was in a place where not very many people stopped by, and Mike was one of the only people who happened to stop by that night, and he listened to the rest of my set, and we talked for a while, and he asked me what I did, so I told him I worked at a church, and he started coming every Sunday to church, and I didn't know this, but I learned that he had been riding his bike from the cathedral in Sioux Falls to Embrace, which is quite a long distance, and I didn't know that, so that makes it even more, makes it even cooler to know that. But I had switched, he came to church, and in last summer, I have two favorite stories of Mike so far, because he was always so thoughtful. He always would come up and thank me for the service. And every Sunday, he always came to church, and he always had both hands raised during the music because he loved the music so much. So he'd sit back there, and our church is kind of, we're not very, like, people don't raise their hands as much, you know, in church. And so there's just Mike in the back not caring at all with both hands raised. And so people, when we talked about him at passing away, they'd say, oh, is that the guy who always had his hand just raised in church, and so that's how we knew him, or the others knew him. And last summer, we were doing some baptisms, and I could tell that, you know, he just seemed like he was kind of wrestling with something about baptisms, and he asked me about it, and he had left, it was after one of our evening service, and came back on his bike and decided, like, I'm going to get baptized today. So in full clothes, he was baptized, and I've never seen anybody so excited about being baptized in my life. He came out of the water, and it was like the best day ever. And then we had a series, the other story that I remember of Mike, this was recent, we had a series called I Am Weak, and we were giving out fake tattoos that said I Am Weak, and you'd put them on your arm or whatever, and he showed up the following Sunday, and he was like, Aubrey, you got to see this. And he shows me, and I'm like, that is a bigger tattoo than the ones we were handing out. And I realized he had gotten the actual tattoo done of that fake one, because he said that it had meant so much, that because he was weak, that the Lord was strong in his life. And on June 28th, He sent me a Facebook message thanking me again for playing downtown that night, telling me that by meeting me downtown, he had come to embrace and that the church had changed his life, and that every night he got down on his knees and thanked the Lord for that day and for bringing him to embrace. And so this morning as we were making our way here, I just thought how cool it was to think about him in heaven today as he as his life was changed by the Lord, and it was evident every time I talked to him. And he loved my CD, so I'm going to play a song off that CD, and I just feel like it would be fitting, and I'm sure that he's listening right now. So this is a song called I Want to Know You.
Esther, when she had to face the king.
could see why Mike would ride his bike that far to hear that. It's beautiful, beautiful. And the transformation of music that did for him. How he lifted up his hands. That's scriptural. There's nothing wrong with lifting up in hands. Praising the Lord. Thanking for a life change. Our scripture readings today is from Romans 5, 1 through 8 is the first one. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we who have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But here's the key verse. But God demonstrated his love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, if you're turning your hymnals to number 555, and we'll sing Jesus Loves Me. Tells us so. It's God's word. He's telling us so. Isn't that great? The second passage that Butch and Sandy was upon their hearts as they shared with me the other day is from Psalm 18, 1 through 3. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. Michael Dean Smith, 48, of Sioux Falls and a former Oldham area resident, died July 14th, 2015, at his home in Sioux Falls of natural causes. Michael Dean Smith was born on May 18th, 1967, to Arlen, Butch and Sandra Lingle Smith. He grew up in Oldham, where he graduated from Oldham High School in 1985. He joined the military in February of 1987 and was stationed in Wethheim, Germany. Michael was married to Angela Peterson on July 16, 1987, at Fort Lee, Virginia. To this union, two children were born. After his discharge from the military, he was employed until he was injured on the job in March of 2000. Since that time, Michael has volunteered countless hours at the Veterans Hospital. Mike liked music, which we found out, reading, and talking to others. He touched the lives of so many by taking the time to stop and visit, whether it was family, friend, or a complete stranger. Grateful having shared his life are his two children, Cody Smith of Sioux Falls, Samantha Smith of Colorado Springs, his parents, Arlen Butch and Sandra Smith of Oldham, a sister Christy Smith of Sioux Falls, and Jeffrey Christina Smith of Brandon, South Dakota, two nephews, Brody and Tanner, along with numerous other relatives and friends. Blessed be his name. There is an appointed time for everything. There's a time for every event under heaven. God's word says in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. And through these verses, 26 times Solomon talks about time. And I'll read those for you. A time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to shun embracing. A time to search and a time to give up as lost. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear apart and a time to sew together. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your words today. God, might they be truthful to each one of us. Might they go onto the fields, for they are ripe for harvest, onto these souls, living souls, Lord. I pray and thank you for this privilege of being able to share from your word, the word that brings truth, that brings comfort, maybe brings a little criticism to our lives, maybe the word that speaks to us pretty strongly, the word that helps us to make an adjustment in our lives, such as Mike did. How Christ came into his life. Lord, I just thank you for your word today. Might it go forth in victory. In thy name we pray. Amen. I think it's so interesting. Several thousand years ago, as Solomon wrote these words that seem so good for us today. For everything there is a reason, a time to be born and a time to die. Time and changes over which we have very little or no control of. In an instant, in one short sentence, Solomon expresses how fragile life is. We know that we are busy people, aren't we? We set our clocks. We set our cell phones, reminders. We set our schedules, family schedules, basketball, baseball, all school activities, meetings. Set our clocks for appointments. right on our calendars. Sometimes there's so much on our calendars we can't even see the number. We know time also by months and years. We know seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. But maybe time should be measured in more than just hours or days or years or seasons. In the obituary, it tells us that Mike was born on May 18, 1967. Also the date that Mike died on July 14, 2015. And so we know that Mike lived 48 years. Life is a measurement of time. Some of us sitting here may be thinking that Mike lives such a short time. Maybe. Maybe he was called. Maybe through his death that someone might think, 48, that's pretty young, that's about my age. I wonder if I shouldn't get my life in order. A young age. Maybe, perhaps, our lives or our time should be measured by the relationships that we have with others. That's why you are here today, isn't it? Because you knew Mike. You're a family with him who spent the most time with him. You knew him best. You knew all his little tricks and little giggles and things that would set him off. Yeah. Some of you are friends who have come to share your condolences and say goodbye to a friend you have known maybe for a short time, maybe a little longer time. But let me ask, what time is it for you today? In our text today in verse 1, Solomon says, there is a time and a season for every event under heaven. There is a time to weep and a time to mourn. What is this heaven that Solomon writes about? A time before Jesus went to the cross, he was with his disciples. And Jesus said to his disciples in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Do not believe in God. Do you believe in God? Believe in me also. In my Father's house, which is heaven, are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Jesus promised his disciples and promises each one of us today. And he promised Mike a place in heaven to those who receive Christ as their personal Savior. I'm here today to tell you that heaven is real. And there is a place called heaven for those who are trusting in Christ. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. In these verses of John, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Jesus promised you peace. This peace that is placed in our lives, a peace that never falters or fails. It's a peace that we can count on at all times, whether we're on the hilltops or whether we're going through the valleys. It's a peace that only Christ can provide. When everything else seems to fail, Christ is there for you. God's peace penetrates the deepest pain and the deepest loss. It's a place that brings comfort to us, to all of you who are grieving. Butch, Sandy, Jeff, Christy, Cody, Samantha, Angie. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, "Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way." It's at rest, it's at peace that God will be with you through the days ahead. Through the nights, maybe waking up. Instead of counting sheep, talk to the shepherd, a saint of the past told me. These are times in life when things happen that we just don't understand. Times we maybe have questions, but there's no answers for us. But Jesus is the answer. He was the answer for Mike. In John 14:6, it says, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Mike attending Embrace, where he found that peace. In God's time, not our time, but in God's time. How he drew Mike to that church that embraced him, that had time for him, that loved him, that cared about a loving soul, as each one of us should do. It didn't take much time for Mike to fall in love with Christ or his church or the people there. Today is a day of remembering. A writer wrote, "Funerals are bittersweet. They are bitter because you have lost a son, a father, cousin, friend. But funerals are sweet because they have so many time of memories that you can share with each other. As we look upon the pictures out there, a lot of great memories, a lot of good times together. Thanking Mike for those good times, thanking him for taking time to be with us, with you there too. Today is a time of peace and hope. Romans 5:5 says, "This hope does not disappoint us." That hope is Christ. He'll never disappoint you. God pours out his love. He pours it out endlessly through the days ahead, through the nights ahead. He'll pour that love out. It's an action. That pouring never stops. Today is a time of peace. It's a time of God's comfort because Jesus said, "I will be with you always, and I will never leave you or forsake you, even in the midst of death, for those who are trusting in him." Jesus faced death himself. He went to the cross for each one of us. That it was his blood that was shed at Calvary for us who were the sinners. That blood continually flows. It's not dried up. It's for you today who are not trusting in him. Mike knew suffering in that accident. Tremendous accident. Went through a lot of medical times, a lot of doctor appointments, a lot of hospital time, maybe a lot of bitterness through that time. But in God's time, he came to the Lord. Mike knew about Christ's death too. He knew about the resurrection. That's what excited him about going to church, to being there at Embrace. Because they would speak about Jesus' love, sing about God's love for him. And raising those hands, he was lifting them up to the Lord. Thank God for a Savior who accepts anyone. So what time is it for you today? Is it a time of grieving? Time of remembering? Time of closure? Or maybe it's a time right now to ask Christ into your life and receive him as your personal Savior. I pray that you would take time right now to ask him into your life. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave Jesus the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord. To God be the glory. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for again these words today that you placed upon my heart. Oh, when we open our hearts, Lord, you do a mighty work. You clean us out. You take away the sin of the world because it's the cross. It's only the cross of Christ that we can have that cleansing, that we can be made whiter than snow. What a joy that is to know, God, that in eternity that you have gone to prepare a place for all those trusting in you, that heaven is real, that heaven is what we look forward to. Thank you again, God, for the memory and the love that Mike had for everyone, that he took time out to talk to anyone, took the time to work at VA and volunteer, took time to ride his bicycle all the way from the cathedral to 57th. That's a long, long ways. But that journey was well worth it. So we thank you, God, again for this day. Be with the family. Be with us. Help us to continue to keep the Smith family in prayer, to stop by and see them. Maybe a special phone call, or maybe a special note. That means so much, Lord, to them. Thank you again, God, for your word that is true. Shall we pray the prayer that the Lord has given to us? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. The benediction today is from Ephesians 3, 20 through 21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory to the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Right. I did want to share why I thought of one more story before I sing this song. The last Sunday that Mike came to church, he brought a friend. As I listened to you talk about him talking to strangers, he brought somebody, and I thought for sure it was a friend, and I later learned that it was a guy that he randomly met in line at Dollar General and told him about a church that would change his life, and so he ended up coming to church that Sunday, which is just a cool story. So I don't know about that. I haven't seen the guy since, but I just thought that was really cool and a testament to his life. This is the only song Mike ever requested me to sing was Amazing Grace, so I'm going to sing that now. Mm-hmm.
was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. 'Twas grace that brought us safe this far, and grace will lead us home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion. As long as life endures, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Sorry, I usually don't make mistakes. Don't ask my wife about that, though. But thank you for the beautiful message through music that has been given today, too. What a joy it is to know that you took Mike under the wings of Christ. Blessings. In the recessional, we'll turn to hymn 105, God Be With You. Thank you.